WFTW 200 monitoring. WSCU 261 listening. WSCU 6-1 clear. WFWD 200, new EMRS operator, doing a radio check. Anybody out there? Radio chat, is he still up and waiting? Go ahead, radio chat. Some more audio, some more modulation, copy. Really low audio and I can't hear you, I'm standing by.
WSW 200 standby.
A little bit more, I got a response.
This is Dennis in Lorain, Ohio calling.
I can hear you, but you're really staticky. WSD W327 here in Roseville, Michigan.
Yeah, but they were very low, like their voice was very low. This is WSDQ816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling.
I can hear you out here in Roseville, WSDW327.
Hello. Here is WRBJ258 in Detroit, Michigan, over.
Hello, Detroit, Michigan. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Good evening, Dan. You're about Q7 copy in East Point, Michigan, just northeast of Detroit. The name here is Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. You're sounding good in Lorain. I'm 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm right on Lake Erie, Roger.
Roger, Dan. I'm familiar with Lorain and the Cleveland area. So, very good. You're making the trip well. We typically have pretty good propagation across the lake, Lake Erie that is, and you're probably making it into the Detroit site, which is in downtown Detroit. But there's also a pretty good path most times right to Mount Clemens, which is about 18 miles due north of Detroit. And that's where the transmit site is located. So Anyway, either way, you're making it in very well to the M8 repeater system. Roger that. I'm hitting the 675 repeater. I think that is in Detroit. 675 is the Macomb repeater, which is located in Mount Clemens. Again, about 18 miles due north of Detroit. Okay, for about a week, I had solid contact with you guys in Michigan there, and then all of a sudden I wasn't able to make it, and now you're back again. I don't know how, what kind of propagation it takes to make that happen. Well, we're in the conditions that really support it the most right now, which is summertime over the lakes. There is temperature inversion that takes place and creates tropospheric ducting. That enhances over the horizon communication on VHF and above. So, anyway, you can look it all up on the good old interweb. Roger that. I've been looking at it. I saw the tropospheric ducting, and it doesn't seem like the conditions match that, but it doesn't matter. I'm able to make the trip there across the lake. I guess there's no obstructions in the lake. Yeah, that's true, Dan. Obviously, it's a very flat situation from point A to point B across the lake. But also keep in mind that the lake is warm after a hot day like today. Here in East Point, Michigan, it was 87 degrees today. And over the last week, it's been averaging 90 degrees. So the water temperature has become very warm over Lake Erie and also Lake St. Clair, which is also in the line. And the warm water gives up its heat slowly. The cold, clear sky above after the sun goes down wants to sink down, wants to push down on the warmer air trying to rise up off of the lake. And you end up with a boundary layer, which is essentially a mirror to RF at VHF and above. We're on UHF, so that's above. And so guess what? It bounces off the lake, it bounces back up to the boundary layer in the sky, it bounces back off the lake, it bounces back up, so bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, it ends up here, several hops probably taking place. That's a tropospheric duct.
Okay, are you on one of the 8 repeaters that are linked?
I'm on the Macomb repeater located in Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Well, you're not on one of the 8 repeaters that are linked together, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how that works either. Yeah, that is
I tell you what, your repeaters must be very sensitive to pick me up all the way over here in Ohio. Well, the Mount Clemens receive site, the repeater site, is located on a very tall building, and Mount Clemens is at a relatively high spot in Macomb County, Michigan. I don't know exactly what the repeater's height is, but it's probably about 250 feet above ground level. And ground level here in Macomb County is a little bit over 650 feet above sea level. So, I don't know where you are in Cleveland, but we're looking down on you. So, topographically, we're looking down on you. So we have a very high vantage point. And again, on VHF and above, height is king. And we also have enhanced propagation during the summer, typically like tonight. So there's a lot of things at play. There are a number of repeaters linked together, but you're coming in, I can tell by the repeater's courtesy tone, that you're coming directly in to the Mount Clemens Macomb repeater site on 675. So we're working both directly through that repeater. Now there are a number of other repeaters linked who can hear us now, and if someone joins in, we'll know. Back to you, WRVJ258.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. This is, by the way, this is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816, and our first personal year is Dan, Delta Alpha November, and this is kind of amazing to me. I just got my license about 2 weeks ago.
Super good, Dan. Well, congratulations and welcome. It's a friendly bunch here on this machine, and as you'll probably find out if you travel around at all, you'll find out that there are a lot of repeaters that share the same frequencies, share the same channels, you know what I mean? And they may have different access tones and so forth, but it's all available, most of it is available online. You can look and find out the area where you're traveling and find out what you need to do to be able to access the various repeaters in your area of travel. And it may or may not be easy to do it on your radio. Radios for these this service, the GMRS service, they don't tend to be really easy to manipulate on the fly. You typically have to get them programmed using a computer, and that slows the process down for a lot of radios. But some of them, on the other hand, if you're familiar with your particular radio, you can figure out how to change the access tones and offsets and so forth so that you can access the repeaters that you're trying to access. But you'll figure it out, and there's a lot of folks on here and around that will be happy to help.
What kind of radio are you on right now?
Well, I'm on a modified ICOM radio at the moment, and I'm listening. I won't belabor the point, but I'm listening on a different radio. I'm transmitting on one radio and listening on a different one. But that's how I'm doing it here. But anyway, it all works out.
Yeah, I had to do that earlier. I lost my receive and I got my HP out and turned it on and was able to receive on the HP and transmit on this radio. This radio right here is an antique, an old antique radio. It's a Midland, but it's a very, very old one.
Hey, some of those are pretty good. If you can keep it working, that's great. And if it's a Midland commercial radio, it may be kind of specific how you program it. But you might be able to get, I don't know how much you know about that particular radio. I don't claim to know anything about it. But some of the older radios are easier, actually, to manipulate, easier to program and change the tone and so forth than some of the newer ones. So, good. Keep it working. It's working good. You sound good.
I know the Kenwood 880 H is a real good radio for you know, for converting over. This one, I can't do anything with it. I'd have to take it somewhere and have them do it. Now, if I had the if I had an old Kenwood, I would be able to program it from outside, you know.
Yeah, okay. No, I understand completely. And it gets difficult when you're dealing with this particular radio service because they don't want you to be able to do a whole lot. They want you to just have the channels programmed in your radio, turn the knob, and push the button. They don't want you to be able to change a lot of stuff easily. They want you to have to hook it up to a computer, use the programming, and understand the way to do it. And once you set it, it's set until you change it again on the computer. It's not easily done on most of the radios. It's not easily done from the controls on the radio. So it's just the nature of the technology now. And on ham radio, I'm a ham radio operator, and on ham radio, a lot of the same situations exist. You can do some stuff from the radio itself, but it's a lot harder than if you just hook it up to a computer and do it in the software on the computer and upload it to the radio. But what happens if you're driving down the road? You can't do that too easily that way, can you, Dan?
No, but the Kenwood, you can put everything in there and you don't have to worry about it. This one, I have never made a local contact with this radio. The only ones I've ever talked to was over there in Michigan. And I don't know why that is, but I haven't made a single contact locally. And I have a repeater that's a quarter of a mile from me. You know, of course, I wouldn't use this radio to try to hit that repeater, but I just can't
frequently on this radio for some reason or other. Well, are you you're saying you have a local repeater and you can't access it? That to me sounds like you don't have the right tone encoded on your transmitter. You have to make certain you know the appropriate tone and have that programmed in on the radio memory you're using to access that repeater. So, that and the appropriate offset. On GMRS, all the offsets are the same. They're positive 5 megahertz. So, at any rate, that being said, have you tried to work anybody on simplex? In other words, directly on a simplex channel from one radio to another. That should work. Now, obviously, you're making it to this repeater, so the radio works. So it's got to be a setting issue. Something about the settings that you have, the memories that you've programmed or not. So, look in your local repeater, find out what the access tone is, and make certain you're inputting that tone on your transmit frequency on your radio, so that it will allow you access. That's probably the problem. Station uncopyable.
Hey, Jim, yeah, I heard that station there trying to get in. Yeah, I heard your comment there. I also wanted to throw something else in, too. One thing he might want to make sure of is that he doesn't have a PL tone set to the receive. If he does, it'll weed out any transmissions that don't have that PL tone. So that may be one thing that could be going on as well. WRUX 245.
Okay, we have a station in Flint, and WRUX 245, thanks for the input. And I don't know if Dan, I think we may have lost our path to Cleveland with Dan. That might be him that's just breaking squelch now, because it was coming and going a little bit. So anyway, Dan in Cleveland, are you still there? Nothing heard. How about our Flint station? This is WRBJ 258.
Yeah, this is WSWD 200. It's been the first time on the radio. Took me about 2 weeks to figure it out. And first time transmitting.
Okay, very good. Welcome to the service. You're a little bit rough copy. Be sure to speak up and speak close to the mic. And be aware that if you move a little bit, if you're on a handheld and you move a little bit, it's going to change the way the system hears you. So we were able to copy most of what you said. The name here is Jim, and I'm in East Point, which is just northeast of Detroit. Over.
Copy that. My name is Brian, and I am Davidson, Michigan, just a little north of Flint, Michigan.
Very good, Brian. Well, thanks for joining us. It's kind of past the witching hour here on a Sunday night, and I'm going to have to get out of here pretty soon, but thanks for jumping in. And you're making it into the system pretty good. As you'll find out, you're gonna figure out where the hot spots are, where you can stand and get in. But that last transmission was pretty good. So I'll pass it back to you, Brian. And we also have another station. I'm sorry, I should know your name, but I don't. But there's another station in here as well. And we lost Dan in Cleveland, who was coming in pretty strong, but, you know, that propagation will change. So back to you, Brian, and I'll listen out, but I'll say good night. This is WRVJ 258. Go ahead, Brian.
WSDW 200. Hey, thank you very much for the comeback, and yeah, I'm a third shift patrol officer, and we're trying all these new radios, and trying to use it for maybe a different type of communication for some special operations. WSDW 200, and I'm going to be monitoring.
All right, yeah, and Jim, just to let you know, it's me, the other Jim in East Point, WRUX 245, and yeah, I've got a few things around here to do, so I will be standing by, WRUX 245, standing by.
I'm sorry, Jim, I thought I recognized the voice, but I couldn't place it for sure, so I just said the other station. Okay, Jim, have a good night, both of you guys, Jim and Brian, have a good night. I got to get out of here. Got a service call in Lexington that I got to drive to tomorrow, so I better hit the sheets. This is WRVJ 258 in East Point, Michigan.
All right, yeah, sounds good, Jim. Hand yourself a good night, and, yeah. Hope your job there goes easy, and I will talk to you later. WRUX 245, Jim in East Point. Standing by.
WSAT 275, how about that Dan in Lorain, Ohio? You got a copy on this? How about that Dan in Ohio? You got a copy on this one? WSAT 275, clear. WSAT 275 for a radio check.
WSAT 275, of USB 380 on Hazel Park.
WSAT 2275, your Q5 copy in East Point, Michigan.
Yeah, 10-4, is this Jim? I'm right next door to you. I'm in St. Clair Shores. Thank you for the comeback.
Yep, you're sounding good through the repeater. I don't have the ability to switch over to Simplex real quick and check you on the input, but I would imagine we could probably work Simplex. We're pretty close, so anyway, nope, you're doing it. It's working.
Thanks for the comeback, Jim. That's WSAT 275, and I'm clear. Thanks.
WSA 275. What is the name?
Yeah, Jim, the name is Steve, S-T-E-V-E.
WSAT 275. Steve, very good, thank you. I just have to keep notes here because these call signs are so long. They're so very long, it's hard to remember everybody. So anyway, I try to get people by voice, and a lot of people sound the same too, so I have to be careful with that. But very good. Okay, nice to make your acquaintance, and you got a good signal into the system. No problem. So have a good evening, WSAT 275. Have a good night, Steve. WRVJ 258.
Back at you, Jim. Thanks for the comeback. Have a good day.
Yeah, just to throw that out there, Jim, both you and Steve were coming in great on the input. I just switched over and checked it. WRUX 245.
Okay, Jim. You know what? I got to get a bigger antenna up outside. I'm working on an indoor antenna right now. If I put an antenna up just, you know, 20 feet up, we'd all have real good simplex capability. And I think it's a good idea that we do that because you can't always. I mean, we got a great repeater right now, but what happens when you don't have a great repeater? That does happen sometimes. Repeaters go down for various reasons. So, might not be a bad idea to be able to work simplex. I'm working on it. So, anyway, have a good night. WRBJ 258.
All right, yeah, sounds good. We'll have to try that one night because, as a matter of fact, I've got just a magnet mount on a cookie sheet sitting up in the window, and it's coming in great, and might be able to do it anyway. So we'll have to try that someday, but I know you got to get to bed, so I'll let you get to what you're doing. I got a few things to do here. WRUX 245, standing by.
Yeah, Jim, probably you, me, and Steve, and a bunch of others in this area could probably still, even doing what we're doing, could probably hear each other well enough simplex if we had to. We should probably try it sometime. Anyway, that's for another day. I got to hit the sheets. WRVJ 258 out.
Exactly. 73 to you. Have a good night. WRUX 245. Standing by.
volumes are just beginning still. And so that's beginning with the level of 75 and big deeper. So you'll find pretty quiet conditions so far this morning as well.
WIZX 218. Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, Jack.
What is that? That you got me is open. I got my 725.
I just turned to 725. You were pretty scratchy on Detroit repeater, over.
That was yesterday. But now I'm on 725. And I think that the Shigami repeater is open.
Oh, yeah, it's wide open, over.
I talked to Dan yesterday, and he wanted to know how far I am from that 600 repeater. I haven't got that yet. I got to go on the internet and find out. Is that exactly, what is it, 94? 94, what is it, LaFornia, what is it?
Hey again, over.
Is it on 94 or 96?
What, the 600?
I don't know, I think 0-0 is not working.
Copy that, yeah, I don't think it is either. I got a pretty scratchy copy on you on coming out of 625 Detroit, though, over.
I'm on the French repeater. I'm 725, French repeater.
That. All right, I'm on 625. I'm on 675 now. Over. Just heard Mayville come in on 600. Over.
I don't hear him. I'm on the 625 now. I don't hear nobody on the 600.
Yeah, roger that.
Well, one in Mayville is working. I just heard the identification, so. You sound better now. Over.
Because I'm on a 625 WIUG 28.
Copy that. WIZX 218. Yeah, it's a little thick out there this morning. I think we got this weather going to be stormy today, they're saying. Over.
Another bad weather, huh? I don't know yet.
Yeah, we could be marginal. Down here, anyway, marginal for some storms come in. Good thing I cut my grass Saturday evening. Over.
Oh, you know what? I haven't cut it, and it's very long. I don't know what it is, but every time I look Saturday, it was very long yesterday.
Too much rain.
That's what it is. Yeah, so. You know, yesterday when I was talking to Dane, I was on 600. And he was on 600 too. He said, let's go to 600. I went and I was talking to him. He said, look, you're a little bit scratchy.
Last night, over.
It was last night. He said, he heard me really good. At night, about 10 o'clock at night.
Copy that. No, I wasn't on it. I went to sleep early. I was tired.
That would make you tired. I didn't feel like going to sleep, but I had to go to sleep in the afternoon. I was over at my sister's house. Right there at West Bloomfield. I fell asleep there, you know. I don't know. She didn't have the hair on. It was so hot, you know. Her hair, I think the hair was broke down. Get somebody to fix it. And I don't know if they're going to come today and fix it for her or not.
Copy that. Yeah, they might be busy. Yeah, heat beat you down, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was just sitting there and no wind blowing from that golf course and nothing. And I just fell asleep. And I fell asleep for about an hour, hour and a half.
Anchor's gonna get better. That humidity's gonna let up here in East Bay this week. I think it's gonna be a lot better toward the end of the week, middle. Back to normal. Over.
Yeah, as you're saying. Well, let's stand by for sure and see if somebody come on that 600.
I'm monitoring. I don't hear nobody yet.
You're in the harvest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, harvest is a hell of a antenna.
Copy that. Yeah, the repeater's talking right now on 600.
I just heard it.
Good morning, fellas. WRGP 736. Yeah, last couple times that I've been checking the Detroit repeater 600, there hasn't been really any traffic on it. This one seems to get a lot more.
Roger that.
repeater is by itself. It's a single repeater, that's why. Nobody's been on it.
Yeah, I've been listening. You guys were talking about the heat yesterday. I was in Utica trimming a tree for my sister. My dad came over. He's 75. And he was moving a little slow. We had to yell at him, take a couple breaks, sitting in the shade, drinking his tea. But for being 75, being out there with us, moving around, that was pretty good. I was kind of inspired by him.
Yeah, that easy to get to it with no time. It was 90 down that way anyhow, where I was.
Yeah, I'm not too far from you, Jack. When I was in Utica, you're over in Rochester Hills, so she was about, I don't know, 88, 90, somewhere in there, and humidity was just horrible.
You're right about that. And this is WIUG 48. Well, Randall, are you out there?
Roger that. I had to grab a cup of coffee. WIRZX218. We're listening.
Last night? No, yesterday morning. I was at 675, and somebody from Canada came in.
I heard that. And Sean had to come in there and kind of straighten it out. He was in Canadian waters on Lake Erie, so that's how that went.
You know what? Lake Erie, isn't it? Lake Erie, it's only here in, by Ohio? It goes all the way to Canada?
Well, northern edge of Lake Erie, that's Canadian waters, yeah. Windsor. The Biden line's probably out there in the center of the lake somewhere, runs up. Up towards the northeast there, the way Lake Erie goes, I'm assuming.
Tell me, the water in Detroit come from Lake Erie?
Yeah, it's the U.S.-Canadian border. They got a dividing line that runs, imaginary line, runs up to the center of Lake Huron. I think even Lake St. Clair, off of their shore, that's their country, their water. Over.
I was wondering, you know, well, they said Canada got a lot of water, more in the United States. That's what they were saying.
Copy that. Yeah, you get your navigation chart out, and that water's divided. They got part of it, and the United States got part of it. Same, Lake Erie, Lake Huron, and Superior, but Michigan's not involved, because that's all in the United States. But yeah, that's how that worked. He was in Canadian waters, so he was hitting Detroit repeater. Excellent.
Yeah, he probably was doing 2 watts. That's all he had in his hand. Because that's all they allowed out that way, 2 watts radio.
Roger, yeah, he's on his boat or ship with a handheld, I think he said, over.
Yeah, the ship or boat, you're right. He probably was on the boat. That's why he didn't know, you know. And when I asked him, what is your call sign? He said he doesn't have it.
bad. And I said to myself, uh-oh.
I wanna ask a question, you know. Okay, here they are, you know, close by, Windsor or whatever it is, you know, no problem. But if they're far away, they can talk to you, you know, like if they're in Iowa or something like that. I don't know how, but they can talk to you here in Detroit.
I guess. I got their 650, I think, and 700, I think, is the frequencies we can't use here. That's for Canada, I think, over.
Yeah, we cannot use here, but you can use it like in Chicago or somewhere else. That's for sure. You can use it there.
Roger. That's our proximity to Canada, over.
I wonder how you gonna know that. You're in Chicago or something like that. How are you gonna know that? How far is it from here? I don't know how they do that. But they got some kind of GPS or something like that?
I don't know. Just got to know the rules, I suppose.
See, we had a guy from the United States. He was in Canada. He was in Windsor. And he was talking to us. He was on two watch, he said. I don't know, that's what he said. I don't believe he was on 2-1. He said, yeah, I do this and I do that, and I can talk to Michigan.
Copy that. That might be a FRS or something like that over there. I'm not sure, over.
Another question. If we're on FRS right now, a channel like Channel 3 or something like that, and we hear somebody from Canadian, we cannot talk to them?
I don't think so. I don't know exactly how it works, but Sean, he knows, though.
Okay, how about you go from here to Canada, and you got 2-watt radio, like I have. I have a 2-watt radio. That's all it gets out, 2 watts. I mean, I can't talk back here, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the rules totally. Over.
Is that FCC rules?
Oh yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't understand that between those two countries, one close to another one. There shouldn't be any problem, you know?
Yeah, I know it.
If you're across the border right now, and you got a 2-watt radio, and you're trying to get back here, you know, you got business going on here, and you got business in Canada, and you can't talk, right?
I think so. Over.
So you gotta find out from the FCC website how they do that. Anyhow, well, let me go grab some of that coffee and come back. That 736, we'll talk to you a little bit later, buddy. I gotta get some coffee. I'll be here. WIUG 488.
Do that. WRZX 218. Stand by.
Yeah, I'm just driving.
driving to work, so you guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later. WRGP 736. I'll be monitoring.
All right, buddy. You do the same. You take care. WRUG, please. WIUG, please. Rando, you still out there?
Good morning, Michigan. WIZP 544. We are mobile.
Sheboygan County, bye. Good morning. They're going to leave a little up at loose clothes and have a major round trip. WREG.
WSDQ 996 monitoring.
Break, break. WRXP 401, gonna get a radio check on your suit coming out of downtown Detroit.
Anybody read me on this here unit out of downtown Detroit?
Hey, you're out in Clay. I'm downtown as well.
Roger that. I appreciate that.
No problem. WSBS 06 clear.
Yes, it's keying your mic, man. It keeps working.
WOCI 392, this is WOCI 73, copy.
Yep, this is station 783, I copy. What's going on?
I'm
stumbling
and eating breakfast.
Sounds good. I just jumped and heading home.
Where is this about to ask you? You headed home yet?
Yeah, we're on our way. It looks like rain's going to be here about 11. It looks like some wet stuff coming in, so we wanted to beat the rain, me and Grandma.
And that's what I saw on my weather app, too.
All right, well, I'm just approaching the highway, so we're getting out there pretty good.
All right. WSTI 392, I'm clear.
After
your final.
All right, I'll check in on you later. This is WSTI 783. I'm clear.
RGP 544, we are mobile.
Good morning, 544, WRXG 764. I'm not.
Morning, 764. Heading in down the way to get a haircut myself.
I had a haircut just a little while ago, so I don't need one today. It reminds me of the old joke about the preacher who started a sermon, and he showed me, well, he's about halfway through, and he noticed a parishioner that got up and left, and then returned just before the sermon ended. He asked the guy, where did you go? And he said, went to get a haircut. Well, why didn't you get into the four services?
Didn't need more of that.
Roger that. Well, mobile safely, sir. You're not missing a thing up here in Sheboygan County. It promises to be another beautiful day.
WRXG 764.
And thank you for the key. So WRZP 544. WSAG 266 mobile.
WSG 661 monitoring and on standby.
WRXT 401, gotta get a radio check on this unit.
WRXT 401, you are sounding good on my end over here in Sterling Heights.
Solid copy on that Sterling Heights. I appreciate that. I'm downtown Detroit right now.
Roger that. Yep.
And you have a better one, my friend. WRXT 401 out.
That station out there calling?
Contact on standby.
This is WRVG on top of the three, Mighty Mac. Anybody out there?
Sorry, I didn't get a call. WRVG, Mighty Mac.
Awful beautiful sight up here.
Where are you located once again?
The RBG 829.
WSAU 419 monitoring.
WRVV 690 mode.
WRKC 559.
WSWB 200, radio check.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you very much, sir. WSWB 200, clear.
WRBG 829 clear.
WSWB 200 out of Flint, Michigan, new GMRS radio user, just doing a radio check. WSTW 200, copy.
WRUU 850.
Go ahead.
WSWD 200 calling WSB 200. Jen, copy.
I copy, loud and clear.
I'm going to be clear off the radio and monitoring. WSDW 200, clear.
Station out there, 983. This is WIUG, 48, copy. Station 983. A station out there, 983. This is WIUG, 48, copy.
Zero. How you doing, Jack?
John, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Trying to get home in time to, got a meeting, a virtual, I got to do it. 3 o'clock, I should be able to get home, get all set up, and get prepped, and good to go, so. But that's about it. Got a meeting coming up here for probably the last couple of hours. Entirely too long to be in a virtual meeting. How about you? What do you got going?
Oh, I just got a phone call from my daughter. Can you come please cut my grass? I said, I don't know yet. She goes, it's going to stop raining. I want you to do it. It has not been done. So I said, okay, no problem. How about that?
Well, I guess if it's dry enough, why not? But we had a squall. I guess it was worse down by my house than it was up by my work. Although it rained kind of hard up by my work. Those big drops. Lots of space in between them. You could dodge them if you want.
You should see how bad rain was here. It was so bad. It rained like a half hour, but it was pouring. You couldn't even get out.
Yeah, that must be what my wife was saying. She called and said it was really storming down here. I don't remember anything like that up by my work. I mean, there was some lightning, some pretty close lightning, and the wind picked up for a little bit, but the rain was never all that crazy. But I've been in most of the day, so I might have missed it. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, when you're inside, you know. Yeah. you would not even know what's happening outside. Because you're inside. That's the problem. And no, I was outside and then dropped a really like a quarter. Each was a dropping. Then I went inside. Forget it. I'm not staying outside. I was in the garage, you know, working a little bit. You know, clean up this and clean up that. And that's about it. Roger?
Oh, yeah, there was some big old drops. I was getting hit by a lot less drops than usual, but each drop was like a little half a cup of water. So got wet real fast. All right, Jack, I just wanted to say hi. I've got my sights on my next stop here. Got to run in and try to grab a couple of prescriptions. I was part of that whole, I don't know if you heard about Rite Aid closing down, but now I got to transfer all my prescriptions over to Walgreens, and what a pain. But they're in sight, and I got to run inside and see if a few of them got filled. They said they did, so we'll see.
I had the same problem. I had one pharmacy on 17 Mile, and I switched everything to Kroger. It was so easy, you know. I think Kroger is your best bet.
Well, I'm going to give Walgreens a try. They sent everything from Rite Aid over to Walgreens. And so, you know, it's supposed to be automatic. So I'm going to give that a try. We'll see how that goes. And I don't know how I'm going to like them. I've tried Meijer's in the past. It wasn't terrible. Never tried Kroger. We got a kind of a small Kroger by us. And I could see, you know, where maybe the bigger Kroger's would be better. I don't know. Maybe I'll give that a try. We'll see. Anywho, here's my stop. I will talk to you in a bit. WRUU 850.
John, take care. Have a good day. WIG 48.
RX-T867. Trying out this little ball thing on this repeater, and I'm kind of far from it. Wonder if anybody can copy me. Like somebody tried to get back to me, but it's too dedicated. I guess I'm too far from it. Appreciate it. We're clear.
WRZT544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. You're readable, and keep doing what you're doing, Roger.
Now. WRYB 421 standing by.
WSC 8795, there's somebody keying up, can't hear you though. I'll be standing by.
WSBW 200, monitoring.
Yeah, all I got the last was 200. This is WSC 8795. This is Mike. How you doing?
Very good, sir. Brand new to the GMRS community. Call sign is WBSW 200. Very confusing. Finally figured out the radio after a couple weeks. Officer on duty, and just wanted to see what's going on the GMRS radios.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear. I think we're hitting this the Saginaw repeater. It's 625, but I'm mobile. I'm actually southbound on just got on the 75 from US 10. I am southbound now on 75, but you're coming loud and clear with me. Did you say that you were on duty?
Affirmative. I'm on actually the 725.
Well, I'm up, I believe I'm hitting the Saginaw repeater, 625, either that or there's one Lewiston. I don't remember what frequency that is, but if you're at 725, you must be hitting me from maybe Flint.
That's correct. It's the Flint 725. I just figured out last night how to put in the tone to transmit. Took me a couple weeks, but figured it out. Culver.
Yeah, you're coming along. I'm north of Zilwaukee Bridge. You're coming in real clear, but I'm I believe I'm probably picking you up on, I think 625 is at the Lewiston that's connected. One of those Michigan Eagles, great guys that did all these repeaters up and down 75 here in Michigan. But you're loud and clear. What kind of radio are you using?
You know, what's funny is I started out with the Radco and actually ended up with GID radio. And it seems to be working really well. Still learning. Got a lot to learn.
It sounds like if you're mobile, then you're just going out of range. The transmission was a little scratchy on that one. You were coming in loud and clear. I might be traveling south from the repeater that I'm on. Did you say that you were on duty?
Affirmative.
What department? It's complicated. It's effort between Alton County and Genesee County.
WSTW 200, pleasure to meet you. My name is Brian, brand new to the MRS. Pleasure talking with you, and hopefully we meet up again.
Welcome to GMRS. You're making a fine trip to Sheboygan County. WRZP 544, welcome aboard and enjoy your stay, sir.
Why, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Sheboygan County. I am on repeater Flint 725. Seem to be picking up a lot of people. Brand new, trying to learn terminology and all that stuff. So far, everybody's been friendly and having a good time. Over.
Do that. All good copy, sir. You'll get the hang of it, and there's plenty of people out here that'll be more than willing to help you. We're blessed to have the MIA network here in Michigan, so. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Jump in with both feet and ask any questions you might have there, and you'll always find somebody willing to help you out. Enjoy. Pleasure seeing you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and listening on your final, sir.
WSTW 200. Thank you very much, sir. I will be back monitoring.
Yeah, is that Brian 200? This is Mike 795 again. I'm picking up really good now on a 575, but I just passed over the Zilwaukee Bridge here.
So right now I have one repeater, just a Flint repeater, and still trying to learn. I understood the last night what I was missing was a tone, so I'm going to try to program in some more repeaters. But yeah, great reaching out to you guys. Thank you very much. Or
yeah, this is Mike 795, if this is 200, if you can do it, one of the things, just when you get a chance, is the guys and the MIF guys, the guys that are running this one over here, they've asked that we take that beep off of the mic, so if you look at the manual, they don't want that beep over here. But you're coming real clear again now. I'm over the bridge. WSCH 795, this is Mike. I'll try to hit you up on the Flint repeater when I get closer.
Copy that. So, are you referring to the Roger beat?
That would be affirmative on the Roger beat. No Roger beats here on the MIA system, sir.
Copy that. We'll take care of that right away.
Yeah, it's real. This is Mike 795. They use them all the time over on the west side of the state where the cabin's at. And it can get a little annoying. That was one of the first things that the guys asked to do is to take that off. You'll figure it out. It's just one of the VFO settings. You'll find it. WSCH 795, I'll be done. I'll be monitoring.
WSBW 200, thank you for the information. I will take that off and comply with your guys' regulations. Over.
WRFK 359, wind up Michigan, Robert down here. Another thing, the tone we get in the repeater, like I said, what do you call it, they're all the same. The whole state of Michigan. So it'd be 141.3 at the in and out.
WSCW 200, so you're saying that, like, the five repeater sites that come, let's say, off of Chirp, use the same tones?
Yeah, correct.
Copy, that'll help a lot. It took me a long time to figure out how to transmit, to receive, but couldn't transmit, but finally I figured it out last night. Over.
Over on the Dodger, and welcome to, like the guy is saying, welcome to the network. It's really nice that we can talk cross state without each going around this. Saying all that, Roger won't want to take you on CD, but it's good. You just keep a bike and you can get up there and by the tip of the thumb and all the way down to Lido. Sometimes we skip it. We get a little bit of a skip it and we get people from Ohio. So, alright, I'll let you go. This is Robert down in north end of Wyandotte, 4192, area code, but WRFK 359, we'll be clear on your final.
Thank you for the info. We'll definitely get that programmed in the radios. I've got a couple of Motorola base radios, 45 watts, just need to get those programmed up. Should just probably use our local repeaters and modems, and should be good. Over. And with that, WSBW 200 will be monitoring and...
know for future reference too, if you're not aware, mygmrs.com, I say again, mygmrs.com, should you be traveling, I'll have all your repeater sites, your PL tones, inputs and outputs as well. So again, enjoy. WRTTT544, and I do encourage you to check out the MIA Michigan website. Enjoy, first day of the man.
Copy that. Appreciate that very much, sir. I have both the GMRS radio website you're talking about, and the other one, I think it's a repeater book or something like that, and I was trying to use that. So anyways, I'm going to get off here and go into standby mode and monitor, and WSEW200 monitoring.
Well, you're all set then. Look forward to getting your Motorola's online and hearing you again. WRGC544, Sheboygan County, clear to monitor in the frequency.
Yeah, this will give you more of a reference. Don't be nervous, because after I found out that what you're talking on one repeater, the whole state of Michigan area, they're all connected. So, talk to you later. Hope you have a game to find out why that we're out.
Copy that. I did want to look into privacy tones or privacy channels, just for the sake of what I'm doing. Still learning, like I said, but thank you for the advice, and I'll be back to monitoring WSW200. Thank you.
WSC8795. I think I'm close enough to that mighty Flint repeater. Anybody out there? This is WSC8. This is Mike, 795.
WRZP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I heard you at 544, but I did not hear your name, sir.
WRZT 544. Personal is Bob here. Copy.
Copy that time, Bob. How are you today?
No complaints. The good Lord allowed me to put my feet on the ground and the sun is shining, Roger.
Well, I'm southbound here at it's like Coldwater Road on 75, but I don't know what the mile marker is. Looks like I'm off the Flint repeater, and I'm southbound on 75. I don't know where you see the sun, my friend, because I don't see any sun right now. But I'm at mile 124 and traveling southbound, but you're coming in loud and clear.
Same goes for yourself. You got a great sound and mobile there. Of course, very little popcorn in the background. I'm up here in Sheboygan County, sir. I'm just outside of Indian River. So we've got a little bit of sunshine today, and we're going to take it. So travel safe. Pleasure speaking with you. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We'll be monitoring and clear on your final, sir.
Copy that, and it was nice talking to you, WSCH 795, Mike, and I'll be standing by. Last unit, WSCH 795. I can hear you keying up, but I'm not hearing anything. Maybe it was somebody that wasn't supposed to be using this radio. WSCH 795 standing by.
WSDW 200. Jen, do you have a copy?
Yeah, Brian 200. Yeah, this is WSDH 795. I'm still picking up. I'm on the computer right now.
Trying to reach somebody else, but thank you. Great to hear. WSDW 200, stand by.
Yeah, I'm starting to move away now, and it's starting to, your quality is, yes, quality starts to go down a little bit for me, but that's probably the repeater. Are you on a base mobile?
I'm on an AT right now, but I do have two Motorolas. I just have to figure out where to get them programmed. They're Motorola 45 watts, both capable of GMRS capabilities.
Are they the GMRS specific or the like trunk radios or something else?
One's a radius. I don't think it's the numbers, and then the other one I think is VHF trunk. Yes.
WSDR 200. I have a Motorola Radius M1225LS, and then I have a Motorola XPR 430. I do know that they are VHF radios, and they should be in the correct frequency range. I just don't know. You're saying that I could actually buy a cable and program them myself? WRSD-200. Jack, here's something, semi-good. WSDR-200, copying a radio check.
ability to do so.
I'm down here almost in Flat Rock, so I'm a ways away.
Thank God for the repeaters. We have to be talking to Airways.
Hear that. I'm really glad when he put those GMRS repeaters up. It's nice having them.
WSDX 256, this is WRVG 829.
WSDW 200, trying to reach Jennifer. That was you, you're unreadable. WSDW 200 monitoring.
Station 983. This is WIUG, Radio, copy. Station 218. Station 218. WIAG, grade 8. Copy. WIAG, grade 8, clear.
WSBW 200, monitoring Flint, Michigan. This is WSDW 200, monitoring Flint, Michigan. Whoever's TXing, you're dropping the Roger beat.
WSDZ 713, WSBS 311. WSBS 311, standing by.
WSDW200 monitoring. WSDW200 radio check.
WSDT814 monitoring and mobile.
WSWDH200 monitoring and mobile. What am I saying? WSDZ713 calling WSDS311.
Did I just hear a call from 713? This is WSDS311.
I figured you'd be waiting for me all weekend long to come back.
As a matter of fact, that is true. I gave you a call out, I don't know, an hour ago. When did you get home?
Well, actually, I was home yesterday, but I had a bunch of work to do, and I meant to take the unit to work to try it, to see, you know, see how I was going to hit that repeater, and I forgot it. I had a bunch of other crap I had to bring to work. So I came home, I got bunch of stuff in the bottom of that pool that I gotta get out, but I thought I'd give you a little shout out.
Good deal. Yeah, we'll have to give that a little test later on. How was your weekend up there?
Well, it was really hot. It was hot and sunny, no wind, but we had a lot of fun. I actually played pretty good too.
Well, then that sounds like just about a perfect weekend for sure. Yeah, she's pretty warm. But it's all good. We just finished dinner. What have you got going on now?
Well, I got the pool filled with acorns, or the early acorns are all over it. And I haven't done it since I left, Wednesday? Thursday, I did it Thursday night, I think, maybe Wednesday, and it's filled, so that's my project for the next half hour.
Good. Keep you busy and out of trouble. Maybe crack a cold one, and relax a little bit, because that's what I plan on doing. I've been watching Olympics much of the day, been very entertaining, for sure. So yeah, that's what I got going on.
Well, you know, being a newbie, I still got some questions to ask, and I definitely want to get together and we can go maybe crack one together and I can get filled in on a little bit more.
Yeah, I've got a long ways to go myself, but yeah, I can share a little bit of what I know with you. And I don't remember how far we got with programming your radios, enough to get to Mount Clemens repeater anyway. You probably know enough, you know, in case you want to add Detroit or whatever. But yeah, let's get together. Good excuse to get together anyway.
Yeah, Mount Clemens added. I want to get the Detroit one in, and then I want to clean up some of the channels. That's all. And then I want to get Unit 1 for Pip all taken care of, so she just knows how to listen, push a button, and say hello.
Yeah, that'll be easy. Just strip out channels, whatever. Give her the few that she might want to use. Good. It's good to hear from you, and this isn't even simplex. It's amazing, isn't it? I can't wait.
to test it up over there in Auburn Hills. I think you'll be able to make it, but we'll find out. Oh, I was going to say, don't bother using that longer antenna. I think that thing is mostly for airband. So I think you had put it on there when you first got the radio, and you had said that it was not as good as the shorter one. That would be why. So unless you get the radio program for airband, which you could do, of course, just leave that stock antenna on until if you decide to get into something else. But, yeah, we'll have to have that shorter antenna when you're up in Auburn Hills.
Well, I get off at about 2:30 tomorrow, so right about when I walk out, about 2:30, I'll say maybe a little bit before, I'll shout out, and then we'll see how that works. I don't know if you'll be monitoring or not, but unless I just ask for if somebody can say tell me how I'm hitting it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody will answer your call. Denise and I are both going to be over there in Ann Arbor tomorrow, U of M with Jim. But I think we should be back around, I'm guessing, 1 o'clock or something like that. But, yeah, throw it out there. Whenever you get a chance to step outside and give a shout, somebody will reply.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. I'm going to get back and get my stuff done, and this is WSBZ 713. I'm out.
Okay, very good, 713. Good to hear from you, and we'll chat again soon. WSBS 311.
WRYB 421. Good evening, everyone.
WSBW 200. Good evening.
Well, that reminds me, I wanted to extend my good luck wishes to all of you who are taking the turkey license exam tomorrow, or maybe it was called the bacon exam. I forget.
WDSW 200, getting ready to sign off for the day. Anybody have a radio check?
WD. Hang off. Clear.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
WRBG 839 mobile.
WRVG 829 Mobile.
Copy. 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 Dad, copy.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
Copy, what's up?
Not much, just got done practicing with your dad, he's on his way home.
I chat with him, but I'm not picking up him on the repeater anymore.
Must not have his radio on.
No, we've been talking for 20 minutes.
I didn't hear you on my handheld for my recliner doll. I just heard you calling out for him. I didn't hear the rest of the conversation, but anyways.
I'm calling out for you. I was calling out for Dad.
All right, well, listen, you have yourself a good night. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear.
All right, I'll try to get back. Let's try to get Dad back. So you're sharing to him too. Stand by. I can get you loud and clear.
WSCI 392, copy.
Man, because I was just talking to Grandpa.
I don't know why it's so bad right now. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I could just hear Chris loud and clear with his antenna. I heard it on his handheld.
All right, well, I'm getting close to the house. I'll mess the antenna later. WSCI 392 clear.
2 minutes, WSCI 392 clear. Good night.
WSD W327 mobile, standing by. Clear.
WRBG 829 monitoring.
Hurry in to the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
WRPA805, WRBJ258.
WRPA 805. WRPA 805. WRVJ 258 calling. WRZR 327. WRZR 327, WRVJ 258. WRZR 327, WRZR 327, here is WRVJ 258 calling.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
WSWD 200.
Station coming back, but wasn't real clear. I didn't get all the numbers there. WRNW 329. Coming through. I'm already in Clinton Township, but I'm not sure where you're located.
Yeah, the last is 200. I'm in Davidson, Michigan.
Okay, copy that. The name's Tim here. I just figured I'd key it up and see you was out there this evening. Your evening's winding down there, good copy. Sure, repeater you on, but you just must be on just on the edge of it. Not getting a full transmission, but appreciate the comeback. Maybe we'll talk to you again sometime and get that signal a little stronger or something. We definitely can't make it out. So we'll take a standby here. It's WRNW 329. We're back listening.
WSW USDW 200, standing by. I'm 725 out of Flint, Michigan.